She's one of the most respected session and touring singers and fiddlers in Nashville. But when Andrea Zahn describes her new solo record, she's taken aback by the role reversal it embodies.
It's one thing to be a sideman, and that's my comfort zone, above and beyond just being prepared. You really want to make the artist feel held up so that they're supported and they have the freedom to take chances and to express themselves, and you're dialed in and you've got them, and, you know, you're there for them. And to be on the receiving end of that with people of that caliber especially was extraordinary. It's amazing.
Zahn's second album as a leader, titled Rise, drops today. It represents a major step forward for the woman who has stood behind James Taylor in his road band for the last 12 years. Zahn has also toured with country icons Lyle Lovett and Vince Gill, as well as the eclectic bluegrass and jazz ensemble of Alison Brown. As friends, Brown and Zahn go back decades to when they crossed paths in the world of instrumental bluegrass contests for fiddlers and banjo players. It was a world also occupied by a very young Alison Krauss, who shares her hometown of Champaign-Urbana with Zahn.
I love Champaign-Urbana. My family is no longer there. You know, I moved to Nashville in 1986. My father was a professor there at the university and spent some years commuting back and forth, but eventually ended up in Nashville permanently. And my mother had moved to Nashville permanently, and my brother. So I don't have family there anymore. I do still have some friends, and, you know, I've made a few excursions.
Do you ever run into that other Allison that is a native of it?
The Krauss one?
Uh-huh.
I do. Not as often as I'd like to, because she's arguably one of the busiest people I know. But but we do still stay in close touch, yes.
Alison Krauss may be the only major person from Zahn's past that did not participate in the new recording.
Shake it off, take the loss, let it float away. Cause it can drive you crazy if you let it.
Zahn sings duets with Vince Gill, Keb Moe, Mac McAnally, and Trace Adkins, as well as her current employer, James Taylor. The CD had its musical basis in Zahn's decision to record with fellow Taylor bandmate Steve Gadd on drums and the legendary rock and country bassist Willie Weeks. Together, they provided a sympathetic underpinning to a series of compositions that Zahn had been assembling over the decades since her first solo release. The unfortunate illness of her infant son, Leonard, provided a catalyst for her to finish many of the songs.
I'd been writing a little bit, but I hadn't made it a priority, you know, in those interim years. And then as Leonard, when he was 2.5, started exhibiting some symptoms, and we found out that he needed a series of brain surgeries, and he had a lot of complications. And for about 1.5 years, that was without question the priority, was taking care of him and seeing to his wellness, you know. But I found in that time, you sort of observe your life, or you contemplate it and make mental notes. And I try to make mental notes and come away a little wiser in the process. And as humans, we like to put things in boxes we can understand. You know, it's like, oh, that's what happened there, and that's what this moment was about, and that's what I learned there, and that's the observation I had there. You know, I mean, and I think that's where the songwriting comes, is in the reflection. So certainly in that experience, you know, it was unlike other moments in life. It kind of opened up a whole nother realm of expression. So, yeah, and it felt absolutely like the right thing to do, to kind of reflect on that time and the whole process and put it into song form.
There's a very beautiful picture of you and Leonard in the center of the booklet. Obviously a very special young person.
He's an amazing kid. And that's next to a song about called Let Them Go, about, you know, I think any parent or, you know, someone who loves a child, you know, you see them growing up and it's that bittersweet tug of you try to advise them, but you have to give them the freedom to find their way. And it's that bittersweet loving someone and letting them go all at the same time. So, yeah.
It's the little things that catch your eye. Watch them closer as the years go by. Every bird is born to fly. Let them go. To you, they're always gonna be too young. You always knew that
He's seven now. Does he have a favorite song on the new release?
Yeah, I put together this little instrumental connective piece. It's like a minute long, and it's just this little viola thing for about a minute, and we call it the cat song. It's not credited that way on the record, but he said it sounds like our cat jumping around, so that was his favorite one for a while.
Well, let's talk about some of the taller guys on the record. very nice article about you in Rolling Stone, where you admit to liking to sing with tall, skinny guys.
You know, I didn't set out that way, but it sure has ended up that way. Yeah, absolutely. Tall, skinny guys tend to be really great duet partners, as I found out.
Well, the one with the lowest voice but probably the highest elevation would be Trace Adkins. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
I adore Trace. Yes, Trace sang on a song called Chip, which is has a sort of a Celtic flavor to it. And, you know, Trace is so known for being the consummate country performer. I mean, his stuff is so traditionally country, and he's fantastic at it. And he's got this cavernous, incredible baritone voice that's expressive and resonant and gorgeous. And, yeah, he's amazing, actually. I don't know if everybody knows how amazing he is, but he's amazing.
They heard of a life on a new shore, free from the reins of all kings, a beacon of hope for the weary, hope that only the new.
The duet with James Taylor, who is your current employer, probably was a special moment.
It was. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've worked with James for 12 years now, and he's one of those rare special breeds of artists he's such an incredible interpreter of music, but he's also such a masterful writer and a brilliant guitar player, and his singing is flawless. And you know, I'm still a fan. He was one of my early favorites, you know, as a girl diving into records and sitting in front of the turntable listening to things over and over and over again, as young musicians often do. He was one of the first people to build the record collection, and it just meant the world to me. You know, I asked him if he would consider coming to sing, and he said absolutely, and we got to spend a day in the studio playing around, and it was a tremendous joy. Just a tremendous joy.
Anybody else would have just seen pieces laying on the ground, nothing worth keeping. Anybody else would have let me go, but you won't.
No.